Let's go.
Yes?
We've got a guest. Mrs. Arnie has come. Open the door. Ma'am, come in. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Mrs. Firouzanfar, how much do you trust your son? Do you think you're right now they've gotten him involved in the situation through trickery? Or no? You accept him as a grown-up and intelligent person who's managing a company. Why are you asking these questions? Well, I want to know why there's a lack of trust. Don't you think in this situation, instead of standing in front of your son, if you were beside him, perhaps the situation would be clarified much sooner?
But Mrs. Zarnia, this accusation that my brother is making against my uncle, it just doesn't make any sense.
I love a person who's wise. Look here, Miss Attorney, there's no one standing behind Bezard. There's nothing. There's nothing behind him at all. In this game that he started, it's obvious right now he's going to be...
That's your opinion, Manucha. But I think another way.
Excuse me, ma'am. But what good does it do to dredge up the past, can you tell me? My son should be thinking about his future instead of all of these grudges. Excuse me, but what about your deceased husband? Isn't it important for you to know how he died? You can't simply remain impartial in light of the information that your son has acquired, can you? I am really sorry for saying this, but what you're doing is like wanting to hide the murder of Habib Firouzanfar. Now, if you want to think this way, it's not a problem. But in the future, you'll have to answer your conscience.
But Mrs. Zarnia, is there enough evidence for the court to rule in Bazard's favor?
What ruling the court is going to make is our next matter. The matter at hand is what our responsibility is in regards to the witnesses that have been found and to the video of your uncle. First of all, we need a house deed to get Sahail Karam out of jail, so he can appear in court, testify, and bring with him the video that he's got. Anyhow, with regards to Mr. Firouzanfar's complaint, there are some problems and concerns that have come up, and we can't just ignore them. Right now, the decision is yours whether you want to be on your son's side or not.
Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Excuse me, too.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Zarnia, excuse me, but these things that you're saying, does Mr. Nikar agree with them, too? It seems, of course, as far as we're aware of, his official attorney is your boss, Mr. Nikar.
Hey, Manucha.
What?
There's a team of attorneys working on this case. Yes, Mr. Nikar's opinion is the same.
You're right, thank God. Ma'am, why aren't you having anything? Have some fruit.
Thanks a lot.
Mum, what do you want to do?
Don't you see? The girl is going ahead and making me an accomplice to your father's murder. How can I possibly say no to her?
Mother, dear, she's an attorney. She knows how to talk. I don't know, she wants to try and influence you. Well, you shouldn't listen to what she says and decide too quickly. Just say you've lost the deed, you gave it to someone. You need to think some more.
No, I can't. This isn't something you can do halfway, you know. The flames of this fire have sparked, and we're in the middle of the fight. And they don't hand out candy in a fight. What are you worried about? That Bezard will lose in court? So let him lose. At least my child will calm down a bit.
Mother, I don't agree to giving them the deed.
I know Manucher has influenced you, but you shouldn't sell your brother out to anyone. Bezard has done many things for you.
Mother, don't make a decision based on emotion.
My girl, if I don't do this thing, everything will be blamed on me. Tomorrow, Bezard will say I was the one that didn't want his witness to appear in court. I didn't let him get questioned. Let the ball fall in his court this way.
You're going to regret it.
It's not a problem. You just tell Manucher not to overstep his bounds. I don't want, God forbid, for Bezard to insult him. And don't get on my nerves so much.
Oh, man.
Well, there's always that. But we...
Behzad, come here for a moment, please. Excuse me, Mrs.
Excuse me. Sit down. Right, be comfortable.
Ma'am, please, have something to eat.
Here is the deed. If this will solve your problem, you can do whatever you like with it. But just remember, by doing this, I'm putting my reputation in the family at risk. If you've made a mistake, none of us will be able to hold our heads up in this family.
I'm really sorry for troubling you. I could have taken a taxi.
No way, man. Don't say that. It's only a short way from here to Kateria. Anyhow, if you've got too much money, you can give me the cab fare. Please get in.
You just have to make me a promise.
What promise?
Don't ask me anything on the ride to my house.
All right. But why?
You'll see for yourself.
Please get in. From the north of town, we just keep moving our way down. This way, our cab fee is going to be a lot, ma'am. Don't you want to tell me where we're going?
Just be a little patient and you'll see. Please take a left at the next street coming up.
But this place, I was... just here this morning. Don't tell me we were going to your client, Mr. Mustafa's
house. Mr. Feruzanfar, you promised me not to ask me anything till we got there. This is my house.
Let me see, you mean since this morning...
Shh.
I mean, you mean since this morning I've been...
No. I just wanted you to see the way I live. I think you had been mistaken about me. But now I think you can get on with your life.
Then Ilayir, Kataria, that car and...
Would you like my house to be in Kataria, Mr. Feruzanfar? When a person gets on a Ferris wheel, they have no choice but to spin. Now, in the middle of the spinning, you're up there and I'm down here. I had borrowed the car from someone to get some work done. Our house used to be there. About 15 years ago. But after my father's bankruptcy and his heart attack, we cleared up all the debts that he had and we gradually worked our way south of the city and we've gotten to this house you see right now. But I still tell everyone that our house is over there.
How come?
It's because of my profession. Put yourself in my place. Imagine a client that lives uptown. If he finds out his lawyer lives way down here, would he let her handle his case? Right now, if I've brought you here, if I wanted you to know the truth, it's only because...
So you mean the people I saw in this house today are your family?
Yeah. Sina's my brother, and we live here with my mother and older sister. Do you have any other questions?
No.
That's good. So from now on, you can talk to me only about your case, Mr. Feruzanfar. You're the client, and I'm the attorney. Goodbye.
Hold on. I wish you'd told me the truth from the beginning, Mrs. Anya.
I always say there are two things in life that are hard to bear. One is never reaching your dreams, and the other is losing them. And I'm experiencing both of them.
شک میکنم تو چشم تو، گاهی به چشمای خودم، گاهی به دنیای تو و گاهی به رویای خودم. شک میکنم وقتی که تو امروز و فردا میکنی، وقتی که گاهی بی سبب با من مدارا میکنی. شک میکنم حتی بهش با هر تپش با هر نفس، شک میکنم به آسمون پشت در باز قفس. وقتی که دل تنگ همیم، وقتی که عادت میکنیم، وقتی که از هم خستیم، وقتی رعایت میکنیم. احساسهای مشترک، گاهی به تو گاهی خودم، گاهی به این احساس شک. وقتی که پشت گریه هات لبخند تو رو میکشم، وقتی که قلب گیجم و این سو اون سو میکشم. شک میکنم حتی بهش با هر تپش با هر نفس، شک میکنم به آسمون پشت در باز قفس. وقتی که دل تنگ همیم، وقتی که عادت میکنیم، وقتی که از هم خستیم، وقتی رعایت میکنیم.
Hey, Ramazan.
Yes.
Where are you, man? Come here.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Why is my office door open? Where's the Delavar?
He's been in the kitchen for half an hour and told me not to go in there.
What do you mean?
Oh, my life, oh, my life, oh, my life has become something else.
What are you doing here, Delavar?
Ha ha! Mr. Faruzanfar, what's made you think of us?
What are you doing in the kitchen?
Nothing, man. I was doing a crossword puzzle.
Doing a crossword puzzle? Man, the stink of it is all over the building. Doing a crossword puzzle?
Candles, flowers, butterflies. Everything is under the protection of Mr. Behzad Faruzanfar, the wise.
Get going. Hey, Ramazan.
Yes, sir.
Hope you don't choke. Man, put your kids' food aside and get that guy's food together and bring it to my office.
Thank you very much. May God bless you.
Well, Delavar?
I'm sorry, Mr. Faruzanfar. Sorry for making such a mess here. I know your office is way too good a place for me.
Be comfortable.
Oh, ma'am, Mr. Firouzanfar, everyone has their roots. I'll be straightforward. Don't get offended. But there's no place like home.
No, just tolerate it for this one night. It'll be over. By the way, Sir Hill will be there tomorrow, too. Should I rest assured?
You can be sure, Mr. Firouzanfar. We're at your service all the way. In whatever way you want and say. Even if my bread tends to stop.
All right, stop talking so much now. When I brought you here myself, I know how to settle my account with you. Just make sure you don't say anything stupid or irrelevant tomorrow. You were just the witness to my father's murder. Just the things you saw, heard, and talked about. It's in the video, too.
Oh, man, Mr. Firouzanfar. You really think way too little of me now. Good thing there's a video of it. Whether I want it or not, you have to understand I'm stuck with it.
Let me see one question.
Go ahead, Mr. Firouzanfar.
Tomorrow, during the trial, if the judge convicts you of a crime, aren't you afraid?
It's no problem. You get burned playing with fire. I'm in the water now, so I have to get wet. Mr. Firouzanfar, I've been burning an entire lifetime. Let me see. Now, why would they convict me of a crime, you think? The murderer is someone else?
But you witnessed the murder. And you got money for a long time, said you'd keep quiet. Aren't these crimes?
Yes, they're crimes. But my crime is nothing compared to the crime your uncle is guilty of. Just let me say what's in my heart, Mr. Firouzanfar. I've lived a life like a tapeworm, like a leech. I've drunk people's blood. I've taken from here and there just to survive. And all because of not knowing, not having, from being on drugs all the time. Your uncle gave me living costs, but how? Living like a bird, bit by bit, drop by drop, just enough for a little bird. And my head, I'd hang it in front of my wife and kids. Now I'm telling you, you who are so cool, so great, so rich with money.
What do you say?
I don't know. Somehow take care of my family, so they won't suffer when I go to prison. Just tell them to be happy. Let them celebrate my absence. Celebrate with your money. You'll make the murder of your father pay for his crime. And with your help, I'll take care of my family. From now on, you're my master, and I'm your servant.
That's good. I like that. So you thought it all out.
Don't think bad thoughts, Buzz. What happened to dinner? I can smell it, but I can't see it.
Hey, Ramazan.
Yes?
Bring Delavar his food.
I'm bringing it.
I'll have dinner, and then I'll smoke the cigarette.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you very much, Ramazan.
You're welcome.
You really know how to take care of a guest, boss.
Hello?
Hello, Aunt. Hi.
Hello, Bizagde. Are you well?
I'm sorry for disturbing you. I just wanted to tell you tomorrow's the court date.
A notice came from me already. I'll be there. But don't expect me to testify in your favor.
No, I don't want you to testify in my favor. Just say whatever happened. The truth about your life.
Look here, son. It's been many years that I've forgotten my rights.
All right, whatever you like.
I just want to say this to you. Your silence in court tomorrow will only hurt yourself. That's all.
You can be sure I won't remain silent. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Sina, it was your turn to do the dishes tonight.
These hands should be playing a guitar, not washing dishes, sister.
You didn't take out the trash either. It's stinking up the whole house.
I'll take it out. Tell me, Agavan, what happened with that guy?
What guy?
The one that wanted to marry you.
How come?
He seemed to be a decent person. Of course, it's your opinion that matters.
Nothing, man. Once he came and saw how we live...
He forgot about it and left, huh?
Yeah. So what if he left? It's better. I've got so many problems, I don't have time to get married. Anyhow, why are you standing here giving me a hard time? What happened with work? Weren't you supposed to go work with that guy in his boutique? So?
I'm supposed to go. They're still doing some renovation at their shop. Don't change the subject. What's going to happen? You'll eventually have to get married.
I don't have to do anything.
Argavan, it's not that I'm looking forward to it. I just don't want you to follow in your sister's footsteps. I mean, take a look at Homer. She was so stubborn and arrogant. Don't repeat her mistakes.
I'm not Homer.
You're a girl. You want a future. Future means a life. It means getting married. It means having children. It means having a family. Do you understand all of that?
Good for you. I had no idea you knew about these things.
If what's being said is right, it's not important who's saying it, okay? I'm just telling you these things so you won't think your brother's an idiot. He doesn't know anything. I know what's going on, huh?
All right. Stop talking so much. Wash the rest of the dishes. Good boy.
Who is it? Is it him?
What do you mean, is it him? It's one of my clients. It's not the first time.
Hello. The court session is tomorrow at 10 in the morning. Please don't be late.
An attorney never forgets their client's court date.
I'm very nervous. A lot on my mind.
You know what the difference is between the winner and loser? The winner knows what he's fighting for and what he's willing to come to a settlement on. But a loser will settle when he shouldn't and will fight for something that isn't worth it. A winner knows that sometimes victory comes at a great price. But a loser wants to win in a situation where he doesn't have the strength to win or to preserve it.
Are you trying to say I'm a loser?
I'm your attorney. It means I'm with you in victory and defeat.
Just don't leave me alone.
Playing with words won't cause me to forgo my attorney's fees.
Goodbye.
Haven't you gone to sleep yet, Father? Are you feeling all right?
Why haven't you slept yet? Has something happened?
Whatever was between me and Bizarre is over now. Regardless of the things Aunt said and the claims Bizarre's making, no one has the right to insult you.
You're right, my girl. He's not worthy of you. I had made a mistake. You're much more valuable than that. Bahar, I want you to be next to me in court. All the witnesses are supposed to be there. I have to prove to you that despite what you think, your father has never taken a wrong step. Stand beside me, girl.
What happened?
It's fine. Don't worry about anything.
Hello, Mrs. Feruzonfa.
How are you doing?
Hello. I'm sorry for being late. I'm really sorry.
No, it's no problem.
Has your turn come up yet?
No, they've just been questioning the witnesses.
Well, that's good.
That girl's the one who came to the factory. What's she doing here?
Is she his attorney?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why is it a woman?
Yes.
I'll be right back. Excuse me.
Please don't go anywhere.
Are you all right, Aunt?
No, darling, I'm not all right at all. I'm really upset about having to stand between your two families. I wish I were in school right now with the children. Oh.
I'm sorry, we've caused you a lot of trouble.
No, darling, it's not your fault. Baha, was there ever an arrangement between you and Bazaar?
Why are you asking, Aunt?
I don't know. I just had a feeling.
Whatever it was, it's over now.
You mean you gave up so easily? You have to fight for what's in your heart, my girl.
Well, I fought enough already. Tell me, do you know that girl, Aunt?
She's Bazard's attorney.
My dad said the same thing. Do you know anything else about her?
No. How should I know?
کدوم جنون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه. تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی
مثل حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میفته. حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه. فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آن